This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Let's be honest. When I say drug abuser, you immediately think of the 15 or 17-year-old with body piercings, loose-fitting clothes, and an iPod sitting in a park snorting cocaine, smoking marijuana, or using meth. Neither your image nor mine is of the 60-year-old insurance salesman sitting at home using cocaine. According to federal statistics, drug abuse rates in adolescents have dropped dramatically over the past 5 years. For those of us who spend time with young people, it's no surprise that the problem is still serious, and alcohol continues to be far and away the most commonly abused drug, quickly followed by marijuana. But according to these same statistics, the 17-year-old's grandfather or grandmother is the fastest-growing group of drug users. As boomers who grew up in the 50s and 60s and 70s enter their senior years, many continue to abuse drugs. Not only alcohol, marijuana, cocaine, and heroin, but now also prescription drugs, including sedatives and pain relievers. Drug abuse is always risky, but for the elderly, it's even riskier than it is among teens. The elderly who abuse drugs are at risk for all sorts of problems, including premature memory loss, becoming victims of crime, and worsening existing health conditions like high blood pressure, heart disease, and emphysema. Recreational drugs and prescription medicines for conditions like diabetes and heart disease just don't mix well. For example, high blood pressure pills work to lower blood pressure to prevent heart attacks and strokes, while drugs like cocaine raise blood pressure and therefore cause heart attacks and strokes. The cause of drug abuse in the elderly is complex. Some drug use is certainly left over from behaviors started much earlier in a person's life. But for many, drug use started in old age and fills a large void left by a dispersed family, loneliness, loss of a job or social contacts, or loss of a spouse. Doctors, social workers, clergy, and even caring neighbors need to drop our stereotypes of drug users and realize that there is no typical drug user. Anyone from any background with any level of education and any skin color can be dependent on drugs. The medical profession has a special problem. A recent study showed that less than 1% of doctors could correctly identify the signs and symptoms of substance abuse in the elderly. Few doctors routinely ask teens about substance abuse, and almost none think to bring up the topic with seniors. But unless we ask, we can't offer help. For KCRW, this is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.